Ryan Peterson discusses Rio Grande Valley growth and economic expansion. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Texas Border Business invited Ryan Peterson for an interview after he shared his perspective on the Rio Grande Valley's growth and development. Peterson recently stated, "People still talk about the Rio Grande Valley like we're some small town tucked away in South Texas. We're not. The McAllen-Edinburg Mission Metro is now the fifth largest metropolitan area in Texas, and the entire RGV continues to grow rapidly." According to Texas Border Business, Peterson's views on the Rio Grande Valley's transformation, economic momentum, and increasing role in commerce and international trade prompted the interview. The publication cited Peterson's background in commercial real estate, development, and logistics, as well as his longstanding ties to the region. Peterson said, "Thanks so much for reaching out and inviting me to share my perspective on the Rio Grande Valley. As someone raised in the RGV, with family roots that run deep throughout this region, it's especially meaningful to be part of the conversation about where we are headed." He added, "I've had the privilege of growing my career here, helping build Ryan and Brian Real Estate team into one of the most successful real estate groups in the Rio Grande Valley, and later expanding into commercial real estate investments, development, and logistics. Throughout that journey, I've had a front row seat to the valley's transformation, and it's been exciting to see it unfold." Peterson said, "It's great to see the rest of Texas and the nation finally recognize what many of us have known for years. This region is a major economic force." He also stated that the Rio Grande Valley is strategically positioned for growth thanks to our location, workforce, international trade infrastructure, healthcare expansion, and entrepreneurial spirit. Addressing perceptions of the region, Peterson stated, "I think the biggest misconception is that the Rio Grande Valley is still viewed as a small, rural corner of Texas. The reality is that we're one of the fastest-growing and most economically significant regions in the state." He added, "The McAllen-Edinburg Mission metropolitan area is now the fifth-largest metro area in Texas, yet many people still don't fully appreciate the scale of its population, workforce, and business activity." Peterson said the valley is not simply growing, it's evolving, citing healthcare systems, logistics networks, international trade infrastructure, higher education institutions, and entrepreneurship as factors contributing to the region's development. Discussing economic growth, Peterson said that population growth continues to increase demand for housing, healthcare, retail, and services. He also noted that cross-border trade remains a significant economic driver and said companies are increasingly considering South Texas for distribution, manufacturing, and international commerce. The region also benefits from its proximity to Mexico, one of the United States' most important trading partners, Peterson said. Businesses that understand supply chains recognize that the valley sits at a critical intersection of commerce between two countries. On real estate and investment trends, Peterson said investors are paying greater attention to the Rio Grande Valley because of what he described as strong fundamentals. He cited population growth, business expansion, healthcare investment, and logistics activity as factors generating demand across multiple sectors. "We're seeing continued interest in industrial properties, logistics facilities, healthcare-related developments, retail projects, and workforce housing," Peterson said. He added that investors are beginning to recognize opportunities in the valley that may be harder to find in more saturated Texas markets. Peterson also discussed the region's role in logistics, healthcare, manufacturing, and commerce. "The valley is becoming a major hub for all four sectors," he said. He pointed to opportunities in transportation, warehousing, and distribution linked to international trade routes, as well as healthcare expansion to serve a growing population. Regarding manufacturing, Peterson said the sector benefits from the region's connection to Mexico and North American supply chains. He added that commerce, both local and international, remains a foundational part of the regional economy. "These industries don't operate independently. They support one another and create an ecosystem that strengthens the entire region," he said. Asked what business leaders and others across Texas may still misunderstand about the region, Peterson said many continue to view the Rio Grande Valley through an outdated lens. He said the valley is often seen as a border region or secondary market despite growth in population, international trade, logistics, healthcare, retail, manufacturing, and real estate development. What they may not understand is the scale of opportunity here, Peterson said. The RGV is not waiting to become relevant. It already is. The companies and investors who recognize that early will have a real advantage.